I always love to remember growing up, we made a brass quartet in the balcony of our little country church for We Three Kings, and that was always the opening hymn whenever we celebrated Epiphany, just a very regal, royal sound. Just a lot of things about this feast day, I think, that fascinate us. Who were these magi? I remember watching a documentary once on what was the star, you know? We think about these things. They brought the gold, because he's a king, the incense for God, and the myrrh, because he'd be our savior who will die for our sins, right? So all these things. Today, what I was drawn towards, though, more is the interior spiritual journey of Epiphany. In other words, like, God did something in their world. A star. And it affected these men. It affected their life. And he used it to draw them to himself. But they had to respond and to make space for God and to follow him. And they did. And when they did, it changed their life probably more than they ever could have imagined. All right? So first, the star. The star, it just appeared in the sky. God did something in their world, or he allowed something to happen in the world. What has that been for you? Something God has done or has allowed to happen in your world, in your life. If I think of the biggest thing most recently, I think easily is, he allowed COVID to happen. I'm not going to say he made it happen, but he did allow it, you know? It was something very big. I remember right after those first 2 months of complete shutdown, no mass or anything, and Archbishop Hebda said, we're going to start public mass again, even if it's limited. And he talked about how a man had come to him and said, Bishop, when are we going back to mass? He said, you see, I'm an addict, and the only way that I can make it is by going to daily mass and receiving strength from God in the Eucharist. I can't survive without the Eucharist, Bishop. That's a powerful lesson, right? What did you discover in that time? Or what other things is in your life that God is doing? Could be so many things, right? Could be a new job, a new house, a new baby, a new marriage. Could even be not good things, but even bad things, tragedies, struggles, difficulties that God has allowed. How is he using these things to draw you to himself? How are they affecting you and your family and your life and our church and the world? What is God doing? He did something. And then they had to choose to go. The wise men, they chose to go. They chose to give God time and space. I'm guessing that many months long journey did not fit real well in their calendar, all right? But they went. They went. You know, I remember when my dad made his first retreat. He was at that point already retired. He already had cancer. I'm guessing a part of him knew that he probably needed this time. It wasn't very convenient. It wasn't the best timing. It was a whole weekend-long retreat. But he chose to go. He went. When my dad came home, he came home feeling so close to God. I would say, in fact, feeling close to God in a way that he never knew was actually even possible in his life. I was so grateful to God. I wished he had gone sooner. Right? He made the time and God did something in his life. It changed him. You know, there's something about getting away, about going somewhere, being on a retreat or a pilgrimage. Or we can pray at home, we can read the Bible, we can listen to a podcast, but it's just not the same as when we actually go away and give God time and space to do something with us. And when we do, he can do amazing things, right? What's that been in your life? Again, just your own reflection. Has it been a retreat? Has it been a pilgrimage you went on? Has it been a conference you went to? Maybe it's just the weekly time you go to adoration. Maybe you came for 33 hours with the Lord and that was powerful for you. Even just listening to the Bible in a year. I know a lot of people talked about when Deacon Ralph Poyo came, the parish mission that we had. You gave God space and he worked in your life. How are you choosing to go like the wise men today? To respond to his invitation, to God's promptings in this new year. It's a new year. How are you choosing to do that today? How are you giving him space so that you can keep growing in your life? Then lastly, the wise men, they had to go home. And they went home changed. I mean, can you imagine if the wise men, they arrived back home and, you know, Caspar picked up his maps and he put them up on the shelf and said, well, so much for that. And just went back to the same old life again. What would have been the whole point of going to Bethlehem, right? They had to do something with the experience that they'd had of encountering the Messiah in Bethlehem. They had to do something with that. My dad, when he came home, he had to do something with that retreat. He could have chosen to just go back to the morning coffee hour and cards with the guys. Or he could choose to pray, to take time to remember his retreat, to actually stay close to God, right? Pope Francis, he recently asked the world, he said, what did we learn from COVID? Did we learn to draw closer to each other in the midst of it? To be more focused on others, especially those who are vulnerable? Or did we actually just become more isolated and more focused on ourselves, our own families, our own country? Have we drawn closer to God? Like that man saying, I need daily mass in my life. Pope Francis said, did we come out of this better or worse? It's a good question. When Herod heard what God was doing from the wise men, he was scared. He was afraid. And he pushed him away. He had no time for that. And in fact, he ended up trying very hard to stop what God was trying to do in the world. It's a real temptation for us in our lives too. We don't want to necessarily give him permission or space or time, maybe even afraid of what he might do. The wise men let God disrupt their lives and their schedule, and God changed them. You know, just a couple of very specific maybe invitations to you. We strive to do things. The church tries to provide things for you so that you can grow and opportunities. The most immediate coming up is just a week from now. We're going to have another parish mission. Maybe the first one since, I think, like 4 years that we've had a parish mission. Father Brendan Rowling's going to come. He's been here a couple times. He'll preach masses next weekend, so maybe remember who he is and just maybe help draw you in. But his theme is living hope in a world of dark places. You know, I think hope is probably the great struggle of our time. How do you keep hope? It's so easy to fall into the struggle and disappointment and the anxieties and the worries about everything in the world, right? But the Holy Spirit, he wants to set you free, to heal, so you abound in hope in your life. That sounds good. Now, I'm guessing you do not have next Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday night free in your schedule. So maybe you just need to go to the wise men today and ask if you just need to go anyway and to make space for God. A second thing I've started this year, I just started doing the Catechism in the Year with Father Mike Schmitz. It's like his follow-up to the Bible in a year, which was great. But he said we need to also go through the tradition, the Catechism. It's like you got this pile of stuff you've heard over the years, but I want to put it together for you, he said. It's like 15 minutes a day. Maybe you could just join me. What is it that unites us and really makes us Catholic? And just listen to that. Let that be your thing this year, maybe. Or maybe this is the year for you to go on that retreat. Even better. I promise if you give him time and space, God will work with you. He will honor it, and he will act in your life. Of course, there's many other things you could do. Just really take a look as you go into this new year. Just take a look, and how has God been doing something? How has he been breaking into your life? Maybe things that were good or things that were difficult. And how are you giving him permission in the midst of that? Giving him time and space to welcome and follow him like the wise men did. And lastly, how are you living out the things that you've learned? Doing something with them. What do you need to remember, not just put up on the shelf? Because in the spiritual life, either we're growing or we're falling away. So let's keep growing in this new year.